This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've come to that point along about a Friday afternoon where we take 4 minutes, maybe a little bit longer today, and figure out what the heck happened in the week gone by. Here for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond are Catherine Rampell from the New York Times. She is in our bureau in New York. Also, Sudeep Reddy from the Wall Street Journal. He's down in Washington in our spaces there. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey.
So, Catherine, let me start with you. Can we imply, and I don't mean to be a downer, but can we infer, I guess is the right word, from what the Fed did yesterday, that things were actually worse than we thought?
Actually, if you look at the Fed's forecasts yesterday, because in addition to making this announcement, they forecast what they expect the economy to do, they moderately upgraded their forecasts for next year. So, I mean, if anything, you could say that now they think things are a little bit, are going to be a little bit better than they thought. But, you know, they're still pretty lousy.
Yeah.
So it's not that much of an upgrade.
All right. Sudeep, help us understand how what Mr. Bernanke did yesterday and said, because he talked for a long time. How is that going to translate into jobs, which he has said he is gravely concerned about?
Well, Ben Bernanke is making a fairly simple bet. He's betting that a stable stock market is going to be better for the economy than a collapsing stock market, and lower mortgage rates will be better than higher mortgage rates at this point.
Yeah.
And he's hoping that all of this will give boost confidence and give people more money to spend, which in the end can boost job creation. And there's some evidence to support both of those points. But he also seems to realize that this isn't going to really solve our problems. He was practically begging us yesterday when he was talking to acknowledge that the Fed can't fix our underlying problems. And when you look at the Fed action over the last few years, it looks like it has a fading effect, diminishing returns after a little while. And it's basically once you've seen the magic trick twice, it's not really going to wow us again the third time around.
Yeah, let alone the third time. That's right. Now, Catherine, I mean, we just heard from Mitchell and Mark Garrison for a minute and a half, 2 minutes apiece about what this is going to do to real people. It's going to be a while, right, before mom and pop feel any of this?
If they do, that's the other question.
Yeah.
You know, as Sudeep was saying, that there are diminishing returns here. The Fed has already pumped a lot of money into the economy, has already put interest rates at, you know, sort of subterranean levels at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And if those interest rates aren't low enough now to get people to borrow money, it's not totally clear that it's going to have a huge effect going forward. I mean, besides that, Sudeep was talking about how this could improve stock market returns and that could make people feel richer. And we had this other segment about that. The other primary goal of quantitative easing is that if you make it cheaper to borrow, then theoretically companies and consumers are going to borrow more. But the concern is that interest rates have already been so low that this may not make that much of a difference.
Right. It seems to me what he's trying to do here is assume the rational actor, right? He's trying to assume that we're all going to behave rationally in this economy where we are still tentative at best. Right, Catherine?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, there are people are worried about lots of things besides the fact that their potential mortgage rates are too high,
right,
considering
right.
they are very, very low right now.
Right, exactly. So deep down in Washington today, there was a little bit of political slash economic news. The White House came out with its report on sequestration. That is the big part of the fiscal cliff that's going to come at the end of the year and how it's going to react to all these budget cuts that were mandated in the budget deal last year. It's going to be a lot of money sucked out of the economy if it happens. But I ask it in the context of Ben Bernanke. The chairman of the Federal Reserve said yesterday, and this is almost a quote, he said, I hope it doesn't happen, the fiscal cliff. In fact, I don't think it will happen. Do you think that Congress is going to figure out a way to avoid all these spending cuts and make a deal on the Bush-era tax cuts that is going to stop all this money from getting sucked out of the economy?
I do know for sure that Congress will avoid doing anything important or controversial until the very last minute.
Cop out.
And in this case, whether we go over the fiscal cliff or not, just the battle over it is going to exact some damage to the economy. And what Ben Bernanke was really showing us is that he was willing to buy time to give the politicians some time to act. But every time you've seen that happen before, both in the United States and Europe, the politicians have proven themselves incapable of taking the baton. And That creates a really big problem, and we've basically bought time to get through the election and maybe hope that politicians will get their act together by the end of the year.
Catherine, quickly, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would say that there is an expectation that this will get resolved again, you know, at the 11th hour by Christmas, let's say, if we're lucky. But there's such a huge wild card with how Congress is going to behave after the election.
Yeah.
You know, usually you think, oh, a lame duck session means that it's easier to get things through because people have less on the line. But,
Not this time.
Congress has been behaving so erratically over the last few years. The debt ceiling controversy is one major example that who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Catherine Rampell from The New York Times and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.